John Jessop.
Seems just like yesterday I spoke with this guy, but he's been so busy, and I'm glad to say that he's still around and enjoying himself, and that's Phil Gould, founder member of Level 42. How are you, mate?
I'm good, John. How are you doing up there?
Yeah, we're okay. We've got a bit of a grey day up here in Liverpool, but there's a bit of heat haze around, you know, about 14 Celsius today, but yeah, you can't complain for this time of the year, can we?
No, that's really, really cool. I went up to Leeds the other day to get a car, because I haven't had a car in lockdown. I thought there was no point. I'd rather get one when we went into lockdown a year ago. But it was just such a great feeling. It was a beautiful day last Monday. It was such a beautiful experience, you know, feeling to be on a train for 2.5 hours and then being a car, you know, driving through England, you know. It's just like, crikey, you realise what, because, you know, like, I spent my entire 20s touring, so as part of me, it's like circus people, you know, like, I want to keep moving. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of the thing I've struggled with the most during the last year, is not that lack of, you know, because I move around a lot, you know. So it just felt really nice just to see England again, you know, just sort of driving past Doncaster and barreling down the motorway, you know. So it was a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you're still being very secretive over this album, Phil, aren't you? You know, we've got a great single. I love this, Faint Love.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah. I mean, the label, just, we're putting out these tracks and the singles coming out and building up to releasing it in May, I think, or the end of May or something like that. But it's great, yeah. I mean, I'm just following a pattern that they're asking me to do things, and it's great to talk about it and just trying to kind of resurface, I guess, and say hello. Hello, world, how are you doing, you know?
Yeah, I'm still here.
For a while, you know, it took a while to get together because, you know, it was delayed a little bit with everything that's going on, but it's great to see the reaction to it. It's been getting good reaction, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, am I right in saying it's just the third single, Phil?
Yeah, Faint Love's the third single. My lovely friend Angie Hinkes sings the lead vocal, and she's a Vienna-based artist.
Yes.
Have a big connection to Vienna. I think we talked about this before, but I planned to move there a year ago and to work with Angie and a number of other people, you know, but we'll see what happens. I'm not sure where we are with that at the moment, given Brexit, but and I think the pandemic's going to continue a bit longer, isn't it? I mean, in terms of moving around, but I will end up there. I will end up in Vienna at some point, I think.
Wow.
You ever been there? It's an amazing city.
No. Have you been before? Obviously, you've been before.
Yeah, I love it. I work with a couple of people, musicians there quite a lot. And Sarah Shearer, who directed the video, is based in Vienna. So we did the video in Vienna. So it's kind of just, I have a connection to it. You know, it's kind of a central, something about it. You know, Central Europe is a beautiful city. It's got amazing culture and heritage. But also, you're right in the middle of everything. And you can get into Croatia and go into the Czech Republic or go down. You know, I feel like I want to live in Central Europe for a little while because I haven't really been to the east. You know, a lot of people have been, you know, telling me about Croatia, and, you know, Bulgaria and these places. I've never been. You know, it's terrible. We never toured there, so I need to fix that. So, I think if I base myself in Vienna, I could work with the people I need to work, and then pop into these countries and take a look. You know,
what about your hometown, though, Phil? I mean, you live in a lovely little place, Shanklin, don't you?
Well, I grew up there.
Yes,
you know, I did actually escape. Yes, 21. I mean, I'm so glad I had that opportunity to grow up by the sea, you know, because it was a seasonal seaside town, so it was really busy in the summer, and, you know, and as coming through the 60s and 70s, and then it was like really quiet in winter, and that kind of feeling was great, because when I started practicing to be a musician, I ended up doing holiday camps for 3 years in the summer, which was kind of nightmarish musically, but, you know, you're playing every night, but can you imagine, like, doing a slosh and a lead to St. Bernard and not three times, you know. And then you're playing, but in the winter, nothing was happening, so I would take the money I made in the summer and just study through the winters.
Yeah.
And that got me, there's a nice rhythm to it, you know. I do miss the sea, but I think, you know, I think when I come to Liverpool, you know, go down to Crosby Beach and Anthony Gormley installation, and, you know, it's great, the city has that, has access to the sea. It's a great, it's a port, you know, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's part of its history.
Do you ever get any inspiration, Phil, when you go to the Anthony Gormley statues, you know, across? Have you ever sat there and have you written anything while you've been there?
I haven't written anything, but I mean, I just was so blown away by that. And I just think it kind of seems like when you think of, people think about art, how it impacts people's lives, something like that, it just makes everybody stop and think for a minute. And it just, I think things like that do more to enrich people's lives than people actually imagine, because I think it was a beautiful day when I was up there. I think we had a little chat about it just now. I came up to see Mike Lindup's musical on the Live of Birds. It was at the Royal Court for a period of time. And it was so great to come back to Liverpool, because we used to have incredible nights at the Royal Court when we were in our touring days. My God, those were great gigs. And, of course, we were just really enamoured with the city. And of course, Liverpool's been a hugely impactful city in the United Kingdom in so many ways, obviously, in sport, in music. It's just had an incredible impact on the culture of this country. So it's always great to come back. And that installation is wonderful.
It is. I mean, the reason I asked you that, simply because, Phil, is because, you know, you most probably know him a lot better than I do, but whenever we speak, he always goes to the Anthony Gormley statues, and he has a sit down, and he'll either write a poem, or he'll write a song, or he'll write a book, and that's Steve Harley.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, because he comes to Southport quite a lot, but he always finds himself back at Crosby and sitting there getting inspiration.
But it's one of the things that I would always do. It's like if I go to Vienna, there's a particular gallery, a museum I want to go to, because I really like Gustav Klimt. He's my favourite painter. So there's loads of Klimt in this gallery. So I'll always end up there. Same if I go to Liverpool, I'll always go down to Crosby Beach. I'll always find myself there at some point, because I love that area of England. It's just incredible. And I had friends in Stockport. I had friends in Liverpool. You know, I haven't been up as much as I'd like to have done in recent years. And of course, definitely not in the past year.
No.
There's something great about that city. There's something amazing.
Well, I mean, there is. And, you know, I mean, I presume that when you came to Liverpool, you thoroughly enjoyed Matthew Street.
I don't know. You need to remind me. I'm not very good with street names, I have to say. If you ask me...
Matthew Street is where the Cavern is.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I've never done that.
Oh, have you never done that?
I've been to the Beatles. I went to Hamburg, and I went to the place where the Beatles stayed when they did their first Hamburg trip. So I'm kind of a Beatles nut, you know, on this travel. But I've never done the Cavern, which is really bad.
Wow.
I have a friend on the Isle of Wight. There's a fantastic bed and breakfast where I used to go and stay with these guys, and they're lovely. And the guy has a library in the house with every Beatles book going, you know. So I would go there for weekends and just take walks, have cups of tea, and then read about the Beatles, what, you know, the backing vocal on June the 6th, 1966 for Eleanor Rigby. I don't know. I'm one of those kind of weird, wonderful people that are just obsessed about that period of music and that band particularly. It's something incredible about that whole story.
Brilliant.
I'm quite disappointed that a lot of people, I think because they've been around, you know, people, it's so familiar. The whole thing about familiarity breeds contempt. People don't realise how special that was. As a recording musician, you know, having been in studios and knowing how, it's not easy to do that, you know.
No.
To know that those guys in the early days were doing like 3-hour sessions and doing two tracks in three hours.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen to how good they, like, you know, I want to hold your hand, or
yes,
Can't Buy Me Love, you know, and they recorded those tracks in 90 minutes.
Fabulous, mate.
Incredible. There's something wonderful about that whole story. So unfortunately, you know, my kids just, you know, they have to stop me talking about the Beatles. But anyway, it's one of my pet loves.
Brilliant. So what's on the horizon now, Phil? I mean, you know, obviously we're looking at the 21st of June for all the lights to come back on. Is the diary looking healthy?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of recording projects to do, and there's a lot of promotion to do for the album. And, of course, we were hoping to play gigs and do all that sort of stuff. We'll have to see what's going to be done about that.
Okay.
I think what we plan to do is the studio work from the Isle of Wight, where we recorded a lot of the album, Chair Labby Studios. We plan to record a session in there. It's a beautiful 15th century barn converted into a studio. It's an amazing space.
Yeah.
So we can record a session in there, maybe put that out as a live album launch type gig, because I don't think it's going to be possible to do. Because I have people, like a singer, Deanna Winter is based in Italy, Angie Hink is based in Vienna, other musicians are based around the world.
Yeah.
So they would have to travel to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be possible for a while. Hopefully things will change soon, but it's a 2-week quarantine at the moment, I think.
Yes,
traveling to France, or whatever, you know.
Very true. Well, look, mate, it's been, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, I mean, when you come up here, please come and see our station. And we'll definitely take you down Matthew Street to the Cavern. I can't believe a man of your esteem never been to the Cavern. But there's another story.
I know, that's terrible, yeah. But let's do that, John, yeah. Let's complete the journey, my Beatles journey.
Absolutely. Phil, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, John. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you look after yourself and stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.